利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来看上弦之诗。
Hallelujah, name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Song of Ascents.
上弦诗也就是朝圣的诗。
The Song of Ascents are also the songs that are about towards God.
回归神的诗篇。
That is songs of returning to God.
他们记载怎么从外邦地开始起行，要进到神的殿。
And it starts where the people are in a foreign land and they are about to journey toward God's temple.
那我们来看诗篇120篇。
Let's look at Psalm 120.
诗篇120篇它是在外邦地居住。
In Psalm 120, they are currently in foreign lands.
在不信神的人当中。
And they are living among those who do not believe in God.
那现在他晓得在不信神的当中是有苦难的。
And they know that if they dwell where there is no God, that there is tribulation.
他现在已经起行了，开始起身了。
But now they have gotten up and they are beginning to journey.
他远远的看到了山。
And in the distance they see the mountains.
在120篇，远远看到山，他就向山举目。
And in Psalm 121, he sees the hills and he raises his eyes to the hills.
他不禁要问，帮助哪里来？
And he asks, where does my help come from?
但是他超越了山。
But now he has surpassed the mountains.
他看到了天。
And he sees the sky.
看到了造天地的神。
And he sees the maker of heaven and earth.
那因为他是造天地的神。
And because this is the God that created heaven and earth.
所以他能够帮助你。
So he is able to help you.
那因为他是造天地的神。
And because he is the God of heaven and earth.
他不会打瞌睡的。
He will not slumber.
神不会打瞌睡，不会睡觉，是第四节。
Verse 4 tells us that God does not snooze or sleep.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
保护你的是那个自由拥有的神。
The Lord watches you over you.
他是自由拥有的神，自己有，永远有。
Oh, and he has and he will continue to have forever.
他在你的右边荫庇你。
And he is at your right side to guide you.
右边就是你最有力的这一边。
And your right hand is the hand with more strength.
第六节。
Verse 6.
那白日的太阳它不会伤到你
了。And the sun will not harm you by day.
那个在当那个迦南地那个巴勒斯坦白天那个太阳很大。
In the land of Palestine, the noonday sun is very strong.
不会伤到你。
And God will protect you from this sun.
夜间，月亮也不会害你。
And the moon will not harm you either.
也就是说，白天你也平安，晚上也平安。
That is to say, there is peace in the day and there is peace at night.
所以第七节。
So verse 7.
那神一定要保护你了，免受一切灾害。
The Lord will keep you from all harm.
他要保护你的性命。
And He will watch over your life.
第三节说要不叫你的脚摇动。那你就生命保住了。
In verse 3 it tells that if your foot does not slip, then your life is preserved.
那第八节把神的保护从空间、时间来做一个总结。
And in verse 8 it talks about how God protects you from the space and time.
你出你入就是在空间上，无论你出你入，神要保护你。
So whether you're going or coming, God will protect you.
这是讲空间嘛，哈。
It is talking about space.
从今直到永远，这时间。
And so, from now until forever, this is talking about time.
无论在怎么的空间里面，在怎么时间里面，神一定要保守你。
So in no matter what space you're in or what time you're in, God will always protect you.
所以你只要立志在主里面，你绝对不会跌倒的。
So as long as you make it determined to dwell within the Lord, then you will not slip.
我们来看约翰福音第十章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
这位主耶稣说，我的羊听我的声音，我认识他们，他们也跟着我。二十八节。
Verse 28.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。第二十九节。
Verse 29.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有多大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。 所以神的羊绝对不会丧失。
So the sheep of God will not be lost.
这是一定的。
This is certain.
所以你今天在神的救恩之下。
So today you are under God's salvation plan.
你不要怕说，我们有时候说，明天可能轮到我没丧命了。
Maybe you may think tomorrow I may give up my life.
你想说，某某某跌倒了，明天可能换我跌倒啊。
You may see someone stumble, and then perhaps you think tomorrow I will stumble also.
结果大家人心惶惶。
And then you
像吃了那个乱心药，大家心都乱了。
So it seems like you took some kind of medicine to take care of something, but it only made things worse.
不会的。
This is
不会这样子。
And but this will not happen to us.
你只要是神的羊，在耶稣里面不会跌倒。
As long as you are Jesus' lamb, in the Lord, you will not fall.
但是有些跌倒怎么办?
But if you do stumble, what do you do?
这不是说你在主里面你就不会离开。
This doesn't tell us that as long as we are in the Lord, then we will never leave.
我们还知道主耶稣有一次他面向耶路撒冷他哭了。
Once when Jesus looked at Jerusalem, he wept.
他说耶路撒冷耶路撒冷。
He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
他讲耶路撒冷是指着，但不是那个城，不是那些石头，是指着里面的人啊。
When he calls out Jerusalem, he is not referring to the city or the buildings inside, but rather the inhabitants.
说我好像母鸡要召聚你们在我的翅膀之下。
And he said, I'm like a hen who wants to gather her chicks underneath her wings.
但你们不愿意。
But you are not willing.
圣经我们晓得从创世纪开始，神有给人选择的权利。
From the beginning of Genesis, we know that God has given man free will.
我们一般在讲自由意志，其实是不是说我高兴做什么就是做什么，这叫自由，不是这个。
Freedom is not that you can do whatever makes you happy.
神给人的是，我们一般讲自由意志是说，你有选择的权利。
So freedom just simply refers to the fact that you have a choice.
自由是这样子了哈，你在选的时候不受控制。
That is to say, when you are making a choice, you are not controlled by anybody.
你看，神在伊甸园里面。
For instance, God was in the Garden of Eden.
只有善恶果你不可以吃。
And you could not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不是说善恶果有毒啊。
It's not that the fruit was poisonous.
其他的白果你都可以。
You can have the fruit of any tree.
其他的都可以。那这是两个路，两个你。听神的话，或是你违抗神。
And so by putting forth this rule, God has opened two paths. One is whether you obey God, the other is if you disobey God.
如果你选择神的道路的话，你有很多的果实。
If you choose God's way, then you have many fruits you can eat of.
如果你选择另外一个，那你就死，善恶果你就死。
But if you choose to disobey God,then you will have the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and you will die.
人的自由是在两个当中，你有选择的权利，就是神给你，你要选这个或是选那个。你在选的时候，神不会去干涉你。
And so we have this free will in the sense that God has placed two paths ahead of us, and we can choose to go on either one, but God will not make us go on one or the other.
这是人的自由。
And so this is the freedom we have.
是选择的自由。
It's a freedom of choice.
而不是你高兴怎么样就怎么样。那个时候人，我说我选择吃石头，可以吗？不可以啊。
So freedom is not that you do whatever makes you happy. For instance, if a person decides, I want to eat rocks, can you eat rocks?
这是没有办法的。
That is impossible.
但是人，这是神给人的这个选择权。
But God has given man this freedom of choice.
因为神不愿意做一个机器人啊。
God is not willing to create a robot.
圣经里面你看雅各一样，在雅各里面。
In the Songs of Solomon.
在雅各里面，神从头到尾都是一致的，就是说，不要惊动他们，让他们的那个爱情自动。
So in the whole book, you can see that the love that between the beloved and the beloved and the loved, they It's all self-motivated.
但是人的感情是神会进步的。我们看一下那个雅各了哈。
Let's turn to Songs of Solomon.
雅各第二章第七节。
Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 7.
这若以神的观点来看的话，神说不要惊动他们啊，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己愿意。二章七节。
It says, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires.
第五节，三章五节。
In 3 verse 5.
重复这句话。
It repeats the same phrase.
是说不要叫醒他们，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己愿意。
Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires.
八章四节也是一样。
It's also the same in chapter 8 verse 4.
如果你把三把分三组人练这三段练出来都是一样的，不要惊动他，让他自己愿意。
So if you read all these passages, you'll find that it's identical. Do not arouse or awaken it.
神绝对不会强迫我们去爱他。
God will not force us to love him.
但神一直在等我们。
But he will always wait for us.
神一直在爱我们。
And he is always going to love us.
所以如果你保守在神的爱里面。
So if you are under God's protection and under his love.
你绝对不会失丧。
Then you will not be lost.
因为神有这样的权柄。
Because God has his authority.
如果你自己溜出去了。
But if you decide to sneak out on your own accord.
当然魔鬼是在旁边站站着了。
And of course Satan is waiting for that to happen.
在启示录里面魔鬼是站在旁边等着的。
And in Revelation, it tells us that Satan is waiting at the door.
你一出去，当然他就把你吃掉了。
And as soon as you step out, he will eat you up.
所以离开神不是没有原因的。
So leaving, when you leave God, there is no reason.
好像小鸡被那个老鹰吃掉，不是在母鸡的翅膀下已经吃不掉的，你自己跑出去了嘛，那没办法了。
So when a little chick escapes the wing of its mother and gets eaten by an eagle, he is eaten by the eagle outside of the protection of the hen. And
so
nothing can be done about that.
主耶稣说，我愿意保守你们，但是你不愿意。
So Jesus says, I'm willing to protect you, but you are unwilling.
那个主耶稣对这犹大也是这样的一个悲，心里有这样的悲伤过。
And so Jesus also had these kind of strong feelings toward Jews.
他用最大的爱一直在爱他。
He used the greatest love to keep loving Jews.
替他洗脚。
He even washed his feet.
刚刚洗完脚，他就举起这个刚洗过的脚就踢耶稣了。
And after Jesus washed Judas's feet, Judas used this newly washed foot to kick Jesus.
圣经说耶稣心里很忧伤。
The Bible tells us that Jesus was very sorrowful.
不是耶稣被踢了很痛很气忧伤。
And it wasn't because he was kicked in the back and was very angry.
耶稣因为他用他最大爱没有办法挽回他一直要挽回的这个人。
Jesus tried to use his love to make this person turn back toward him.
所以到最后犹大在耶稣的眼前啊走出去了。
But later on we know that Judas walked out on Jesus in front of him.
走向夜间。
And he walked into the
night. 走向黑暗。
Into the darkness.
其实耶稣心里很痛苦的。
Jesus' heart was suffering very hard.
我们来想想这个荆棘哈。
Let's think about this situation.
荆棘不是神创造的时候有的东西。这个
thorns.
Thorns. 圣经说，因为人犯罪，地被咒诅，才长出荆棘的。
So thorns were not originally created by God, but because man has sinned, God has cursed the ground and there were thorns.
可见在人犯罪之前没有被咒诅，没有荆棘。
So that seems to imply that before man has sinned, there were no thorns.
所以荆棘是咒诅的记号。
So thorns are a reminder of a curse.
但是这个记号是好像那个亚当犯罪之后神就把他赶出伊甸园。到他所出的地去劳苦。
And so this curse is that Adam is cast out from the Garden of Eden and he's working in a land away from this garden.
这样看起来好像人走入自己的咒诅里面。
And so it looks as if this person is walking in his own curse.
但是我们看神的救恩开始的时候。
But when we see the beginning of God's salvation.
就是出埃及记啊。
That is in Exodus.
神要选召摩西的时候。
When God chose Moses.
神在哪里显那个显现
？Where did God appear to him?
圣经记载说，神从烧着的荆棘出声音。
And the Bible tells us that God appeared to Moses in a burning bush.
圣经说，神从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。
And so God revealed himself to Moses in this burning thorn bush.
火当然是一种熬炼。
Fire represents this, refinement.
荆棘是咒诅的一个记号。
And thorns are a mark of a curse.
我们可以看到神的心境。
So we can see the heart of God.
因为在这之前神说我看见以色列人他们、哦、受苦了。
God has seen the suffering of the Israelites.
他们的愁苦他们的苦情我看见了我也知道我看见了。
And their cries have come before the Lord, and he has seen and he has heard.
人的受苦在神的心里是多么的疼痛。
And so the suffering of man is very heavy upon God's heart.
你看这个荆棘一直到最后戴在主耶稣的头上。
And we see these thorns even persisted as a crown of thorns on Jesus' head.
这应该是同样的创世纪的时候被咒诅那个荆棘啊。
And these are the very thorns that were created as a result of our sins.
即使人被咒诅，神自己担当了。
In actuality, man was cursed, but God himself paid the price.
所以如果人离开教会了，
So if a person leaves the church,
神离开神，人离开神了，
The person has left God.
人堕落了，
And he has stumbled and fallen.
跌倒了，最痛苦的是神啊。
The person who suffers the being that suffers the most when a person leaves church and stumbles is God.
当然受苦那个人是他在受苦他是苦了但是真正的受苦的是神。
Of course that person who left is suffering but the person who truly suffers is God.
所以这边告诉我们神有能力保守我们。
So this tells us that God has the power to protect us.
因为只要在他的手里绝对不会失落的。
Because as long as we abide in his hands then we will not fall.
所以我们信主一定要有这样的一个信心。
So as a believer of God, we need to have this faith.
我们不用人心惶惶想说，哎，明天可能换到我了。
Don't keep thinking maybe tomorrow's my turn.
不会啦。
It will not be like that.
要这样的坚信。
So please have faith.
如果没有这样坚信的话，怎么活得下去呢？
If you do not have this faith and this hope in God, then how can you keep living?
如果我们的耶稣不是万王之王、万主之主，那他也只是好像众王之一，那这个还去信得下去吗？
If Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, so that's why we can believe in Him. He is not just one of many kings; He is the King of Kings.
所以他看到山，看到神。
And so this person has lifted his eyes to the hills, and he has seen God.
这边很坚决的说，你出你入，那个自由拥有的神会保护你从今直直到永远。
And this psalm concludes with, the God that has everything will watch over your coming and going both now and forever.
这是朝圣者一路来的这个经验啊，体验。
And so this is the pilgrim's experience.
我们在我们的生活里面也有常常有这样的体验啊。
And in our lives, we often also have the same experience.
好，那现在一步一步的。那个走到了耶路撒冷了。
And so this pilgrim starts his journey toward Jerusalem.
我们来看诗篇122篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm 122 verse 1.
这是大卫的上行之诗。
A song of ascents of David.
其实上行诗呢，它是把历代一些朝拜的人，就是朝圣者他们的歌，把它集起来的。
In actuality, the song of ascents are like a compilation of the songs sung when the Levites were ascending.
所以有大卫的上行诗，也有那个什么所罗门的上行诗，那也有一些没有提的，就是只是写上行诗而已。
And so there are songs of ascents of David and songs of ascents by Solomon.
那现在到了第三个阶段。
And now we're at the third portion of the trip.
因为从各地来的人慢慢的集中要进到圣城。
And so there are people from all these various lands that are coming together to enter the holy city.
那时候他们都会互相招呼了。
And they may call to each other.
那第一节说，人对我说，我们往那个神的殿去哦，我就欢喜了。
I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
我很小时候常常有这样的一个经验呢。
When I was young, I have these memories like this.
乡下，然后要去做礼拜，那安息日，印象很深刻，安息日早上起来一定要洗脸。
And I have a very deep impression because every Sabbath morning I had to wash my face.
那个时代有时候早上不洗脸的，很奇怪。
At that time,
不知道为什么。
At that time, it was not always customary to wash your face, especially in the winter time.
小时候起来脸一抹就出去玩了。 但是安息日印象很深刻，一定要洗脸。
And when we were young, we used to just wake up and roll out of bed and go play. But I remember on Sabbath day, we had to wash our face.
好，那就去要做礼拜了。
Because that means we're going to go worship.
那我们祖母牵着我们。
And my grandma would take us.
那一边走一边有时候会遇到所有人，哎，来做礼拜，就是去做礼拜哦。
And as we walk, we might run into people and say, "Let's go worship."
那有人当然就不要了。有的如果是教会，然后都很高兴哦，那就会等着他们。啊，即使那个时候用走的哈，差不多如果十点开始，差不多八点就开始走了。那一路上慢慢的人，有时候急到最后一群人呢。
And so as we walked, it was about a 1 hour and a half walk to church. We would get, ask people we ran into to come with us to church, and maybe by the time we got there, there'd be a crowd.
那越坐越多人，那倒很高兴这样。
And as there are more and more people gathering together, we are happier and happier.
当然别人对你说，哎，我们去聚会哦。
And other people may say to you, let us go to service.
你有时候你会不高兴啊。
Sometimes you may not be very happy at all.
如果你那个人是你感觉他总是欺负你，或是你感觉他看不起你，说，哦，你以为我今天不去啊？
Perhaps you may think that person is being condescending and saying, oh, let's go to church, implying that he thinks you're not going to go.
人家说做礼拜哦。你一定如果会高兴，表示你跟他没有什么瓜葛啦。如果上次他骂你说你信心不好，试试说，哎，做礼拜啊，你说哦，你去就去嘛，至少我不要跟你一起去啊，你去了我再去，不要免得说你叫我去我才去。
So if someone says to you, "Let us go to church together," and you feel very happy with this person, then that means that there's no tension between the two of you. If this person has perhaps previously said you have low faith and maybe criticized you, you wouldn't be so happy to go with him. You'd rather go yourself.
人家说去做礼拜啊，你会高兴，至少呢，你感觉去到圣殿里面，神对你有吸引力，你才去啊。
And perhaps when someone says to you, "Let us go to church together," you will go to church because you are attracted to God.
那并且呢，至少你有追求的心。
And at the very least, you have a heart of pursuing God.
这样你才会高兴啊。
And so, and only in this way can you be happy.
不然就不会了，一拖到最后，有人说来了之后，刚好人家最后的那个要讲阿门了，说这样也不错了，至少也来了。
So if you weren't so willing to go, then you may just show up for the very last amen. But at least you came. It's better late than never.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem.
现在已经到了耶路撒冷了。
So now they are already at Jerusalem.
要进城了。
And they're about to enter the city.
要进到城里面。
Now they have entered the city.
他说，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet are standing in your gates.
就是进去了。
That is to say, they have entered it already.
你有这种归属的感觉。
And so they have a feeling of belonging.
如果你到人家家里面去。
If you go visit someone at their house,
你不小心去，哎呦，这里面脏得要命。
maybe,
好朋友啊
maybe
又脏又乱，你怎么办？
Maybe when you arrive at their house, you will see that it's very untidy.
你说啊，对不起啊，我现在马上有事啊，下次再来。
You may say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I showed up unexpectedly. I'll come next time."
有一天你上班回家。
One day you go to work and then you go home.
你门一开。
You open your door.
你小狗把你那家弄乱七八糟。
And your little dog messed up the whole house.
臭的要命。
And it smells horrible.
你不会说，哎，啊，对不起啊，明天再来。
You wouldn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'll come back tomorrow."
你一定进去了。
You will definitely go in.
你虽然心里很不高兴，那个可能是不能乱打狗就是了哈，至少骂他两句啊。
Maybe you're very unhappy at the dog, even though you probably shouldn't beat the dog, but
你是要进去。
You still have to go in.
是不一样。
It's different.
我们今天已经归属了。
Today we are all belonging to God.
我们的脚已经被洗过的脚。
And our feet have been washed.
有时候我叫我儿子说，看看你的脚。
And sometimes I tell my son, look at your feet.
这是一双被耶稣洗过的脚。
These feet have been washed by Jesus.
我们常忘记啊。
We often forget this.
耶稣洗过我们的脚。
Jesus has washed our feet.
跟耶稣有份的脚。
And these are the feet that let us have a part in the Lord.
这双脚很珍贵。
These pair of feet are very precious.
但是要小心就是了。
But you have to be careful.
我们来看创世纪啊。
Let's look at Genesis.
这双脚也是魔鬼所要攻击的脚。
And this pair of feet we have are also the feet that
我们创世纪第三章。
Satan wants to conquer.
创世纪三章。
Genesis chapter
3. 第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。我又叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。这是人犯罪之后神对我们的应许跟对我们的警告。
And after man has sinned, this is the promise that God has given us and also a warning.
但是当然这最从最原始的意义来讲的话，这女人的后裔是指主耶稣。
But if you want to be a little more figurative, this offspring of this woman is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要伤魔鬼的头，就致命一伤了。你打蛇，你不要打他尾巴，你把尾巴剁掉，他还是会活的，他就跑掉了。
So this tells us that Jesus will crush the head of Satan. When you kill a snake, you don't want to chop off the tail because the head will still bite you.
蛇打他的头。抓住他的头。
So to kill a snake, you grab the head and you smash it.
真的是耶稣给魔鬼致命伤。
And so this is the kind of pain that God will inflict.
致命的地方。
Fatal. Oh, this is the fatal blow that God will give to Satan.
但是呢，这个撒旦要伤他的脚跟。
But Satan will strike his heel.
那一直伤到我们呢？
That means it will, he'll strike at us.
伤脚跟是从后面伤的了。
When you strike,
是不是 heel？
Yeah. The heel is the back of your foot.、
一定是从后面攻击脚跟，没有说从前面攻击脚跟。
And he will strike from behind you at your heel, not from the front.
魔鬼攻击我们是一样。
And this is the same way that the Satan.
当有一天你起来，感觉。不想去聚会了，你走不动了，你脚跟受伤了。
And this is how Satan strikes us from the back. Perhaps one day you'll wake up and suddenly just not feel like going to service.
我是讲灵性的，不是说你真的脚跟被魔鬼打到，不是不会的了。
Of course, I'm talking about your spiritual feet, not that your physical feet will be struck by Satan.
你行到无力了。
You've walked into a point where you have no strength.
做圣工也懒散了。
And you have become,
感觉没有什么劲了。
And become lax in doing your holy work.
灵修也感觉乏力了。
And your cultivation is not disciplined.
这时候还不会死啊，伤脚跟不会死。
If your heel has been struck, you will not die.
但是已经是被魔鬼伤到了。
But it means that Satan has hit the first blow.
所以小心啊，有时候摸摸看脚跟是不是受伤了。
So be careful, you want to check your heel to make sure it's not hurt.
我是讲灵性的
了。Now talking about your spiritual heel.
这是神给我们的应许。
But the promise that Jesus gave to us, that God has given to us.
我们的脚要踩住敌人的头。
Our feet will crush the enemy's head.
像约书亚记哈，有记载。
Like in Joshua, it talks about
约书亚记十章十四节。
In Joshua chapter 10 verse 14.
他们把敌人抓来。
They caught the enemies.
脚踩在他们的颈项上，
and they use their feet to step on their heads and their shoulders.
所以，我们这双被耶稣洗过的脚是有能力的。
So the feet that have been washed by Jesus have power and strength.
所以，那我们这双脚，如果你去传福音
，If you use this pair of feet to go preach the gospel,
你的脚是最漂亮的脚。
Then your feet are the most beautiful.
全世界最漂亮的脚不是什么电影明星保一百万的那个脚。
The most beautiful feet in the world are not the insured feet of the movie stars.
而是传福音的脚。
But it's the feet that bring the good news.
甚至说你传福音的那个脚中何等的佳美。
The Bible tells us that the feet that beautiful are the feet that bring good news.
所以这样的一双脚。
So this is our pair of feet.
这一双脚要怎么站在门内？
These two feet will stand within the gates.
而不是站在门外。
That is not to say you're not to be standing on the outside of the gate.
也不是一脚踩门外，一脚踩门内，看看哪里好。
And it's not one foot in, one foot out, and then you decide which one's better.
我们有一双归属的脚。
we have a pair of feet that are precious to the Lord.
站在门内了。
And we are standing in the gates.
进到了，你已经受洗了，被洗脚了，就进到神的永生神的国度里面，进到教会里面来了。
So we have been baptized, our feet have been washed, so we have entered into the church, the kingdom of God.
当你的脚进到门内之后，你才会看到门里面的这个华美。
Only if you step both into the gates, then you will see the beauty of the inside.
那我们来看诗篇一百二十二篇，我们看第三节。
Let's look at Psalm 122, verse 3.
诗篇一百二十二篇第三节。
Psalm 122, verse 3.
脚在门内。
And our gates are, our feet are in the gates.
你就会看到耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。
Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together.
这是一个联络整齐的一座城。
So the city is closely compacted together.
好像教会里面一样。
And this is like the church.
这耶路撒冷所代表的就是我们现在的真教会。
And Jerusalem represents the true church of today.
在这城里面，我们每个人都是好像在这里面的一部分。
And every single one of us is a part of this church.
我们要互相联络整齐。
And we have to communicate with each other.
你要说单木不成林呐、啊，只只有一棵树，你不能靠说你这是一个树林呐、啊。
If there's only one tree, how can you call it a forest?、
嗯、你只是一栋房子，你不能说这是一座城呐、啊。
If there's only one house, you can't say it's a city.、
嗯、一定。各房各家联络整齐。
You must have many houses all neatly connected.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章，从第一节开始一到十六节，这里是讲基督的这个身体怎么建造起来。
Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 1 to 16 talks about how the body of Christ is built up.
也就是这耶路撒冷城怎么建造起来。
That is how the city of Jerusalem is built up.
我们若从十一节开始看。
If you read from verse 11.
在这个城里面，神有给不同的这工作。
In this city of God, that each person has a different task.
那这些是要做什么呢？要成全圣徒的。
And who, what are these people doing? Is to
成全，要去 build up 他们的。
Oh, these people's tasks are to build up the believers.
我们看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
那在这个城里面呢，怎么在这个教会里面呢？有人可能比较刚起步的。
Perhaps there are some people in this city that just arrived.
但是慢慢的怎么样？要等，只等到我们众人在正道上同归一啊。
But we keep building ourselves up until we are one in the Lord.
慢慢的得以长大成人了。
And slowly we grow up together to be mature men.
那满有基督长成的身量。
So that we have the fullness of Christ.
那这样的话就不会被骗了。
In that way we will not be fooled.
这教会是整体的。
The church is one whole body.
我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
用爱心说实话了哈。
Speaking in the truth and love.
这两个一定要合在一起了。
These two must be contained together.
不能用爱心说谎啊。
You cannot use love to say a lie.
但是也不能说实话没有爱心啊。
But you cannot speak the truth without love.
有人讲很实在的话，但是没有爱心，伤人也很厉害。
Some people speak very, very truthfully, but they hurt the hearts of the listener.
那凡事长进，耶稣是元首。
And in all things we grow into the head that is Christ.
那全身要联络。
But the whole body needs to be connected.
要联络的合适了。
So that it's all together.
一个人漂亮不漂亮是看他的那个比例啊，身体那比例是不是很刚刚好。
Oh, and a person's beauty, is dependent on the proportions of their body.
是不是？人说哦，大眼睛漂亮，对不对？
People say, big eyes make someone beautiful.
好了，你眼睛大到像牛眼，我看，怎么漂亮法？
But if your eyes are so big that they're the size of a cow's eye, it's not very pretty at all. They might say you have a very straight nose. Is that very nice?
如果你的那个鼻子漂亮的像一座山，我看 难看的。
If your the shape of your nose is like a mountain, I think it's ugly.
都要配合啊。
Everything has to be in good proportions.
你没腿，腿很长，你那个全身的那个一半，那就是十分之九都是一条长腿，身体短短的，没有用。
Perhaps people say beautiful people have nice long legs, except if your legs are 90% of your total height, it will be ugly.
教会也是一样。
And this is the same with the church.
要联络合适。
Everything has to be connected together in
百节各按各职，按照身体的功用彼此相助，那身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And everything has to be in proportion so that every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up.
教会各样圣工也是和要协调一致啊。
And this is the same way with the work we do in church.
什么都很重要。
Everything is important.
各样都重要。你要让它很漂亮，一定要重各方面都要配合了。
If you want the church to be beautiful, then in every aspect there has to be, in every aspect has to be beautiful.
不配合就不漂亮了。
And if things don't match each other or are miscoordinated, then it's ugly.
那最后一句是说，在爱中建立自己。
The very last phrase says, "It builds itself up in love as each part does its work."
爱才能够建立。
Only love can build.
指责了哈。没有办法建立。
If you criticism is counterproductive.
只有在爱。小孩子为什么那么小的小孩会长大？爱啊。
How do small children grow up? It's because of love.
父母的爱让他慢能够长大。
The love of the parents allow this child to grow up.
所以我们如果要长大，要在你要有爱的眼睛才能够看出爱了。
And as we grow up, if you in order to see love, you need to have eyes that look for it.
你在神爱里面，你才能够看出爱。
Only if you are in God's love can you see love.
就好像一副眼镜一样。
It's like a pair of glasses.
在教会生活一样，在家里生活也是一样。
In church life and life at home, it's the same.
对，如果你在家里面总是看不顺眼，那这个家也是很难活下去啊。
If you go home and you're displeased with everything, then it's hard to live.
我有一个朋友啦。
I have a friend. It's a brother in church.
蛮不错的。
He's pretty
good. 他对他太太很有爱哦。
He's very loving toward his wife.
他太太是比别人体积可能大两三倍这样。比较胖一点嘛。
His wife is plump.
相当胖。但是这弟兄很好啊。
But this brother is very good-natured.
他很欣赏，他说感谢主。
And he enjoyed her very much and said thank God.
不是是结婚之后才一直胖起来，说也没办法，就是他，这就是他说他吸空气也会胖就是了。
And it wasn't that she got fat after they got married, but she kept growing. She could grow just breathing.
他讲一句话我不要忘记的，他说感谢主啊，我冬暖夏凉啊，娶到这样的一个太太。
And he said
冬天因为他比较肥嘛，很多肥就是了，那比较保暖嘛，所以如果抱着的话还蛮暖的。那夏天的话脂肪比较散发，可能散得快，所以夏天比较凉，所以抱着也凉，所以冬天呢很暖，夏天呢也很凉，他很满意啊，实在是有爱。
And he was very satisfied because he said in the winter he keeps warm, in the summer he's cool.
那别人是有时候说哎呦你这么漂亮怎么娶到一个这么肥的这个，但是他说感谢神，这对我来讲最好的，可能对你不好，对不对？
And people may ask him or look at him and think he's such a handsome looking man, how come he marries someone so fat? But it may be good for him but not good for you.
在耶路撒冷要联络整齐也一定要爱。
And so to be connected properly in Jerusalem there must be love.
教会没有爱办不成事。
A church without love cannot do anything.
好像家一样。
It's like a home.
家里没有爱，这个家不成家了。
If there is no love at home, then this is not a home.
教会里面也是一样，家里面没有讲平等的。
In at home, there is no status.
有平等吗？
Is there?
没有平等哦。
No, there isn't.
不是讲平等。如果你在家讲平等的话，这个家会活得很辛苦。
If you argue about who is higher than the other person in your family, then this is very bitter.
你跟你儿子平等吗？
Do you compete with your son?
半夜哀哀叫，你要起来跟他换尿片，你要给他喝，是没有平等啊！我要睡觉，你睡你的，怎么不平等呢？
You just do whatever needs to be done. For instance, if your son wakes up in the middle of the night crying, you have to change his diaper and feed him his milk, there's a lot of sacrifice there.
在圣经里面，夫妻也不是平等。
In the Bible, there is no status among husband and wife.
也是爱一体。
There is love and they are one.
这是神的家跟外面的社会不一样的地方。
And this is where the house of God is different from society.
所以耶路撒冷要联络整齐，一定要爱。
So in order for Jerusalem to be neatly compacted, there must be love.
在爱里面，我们能够在教会里面越高兴越享受。
So only with love can the church be more joyful.
一人带一点爱，这个教会就是爱的教会了。
And if everybody brings a little bit of love, then this is a church where everyone loves each other.
如果没有的话，这个人带一点贪心，那一个人带一点嫉妒，那一个人又带一点凶暴。那个人又带点那个抱怨，那这个教会变成魔鬼的教会啊。
But on the other hand, if one person brings a little greed, a person brings a little hate, someone brings some anger or jealousy, then this becomes a church plagued by things of Satan.
那这个耶路撒冷就组不起来了。
Then Jerusalem cannot be built up.
联络不起来了。
And cannot be connected together.
你个人如果是真的很好。
If you yourself are truly very good,
如果你只是一个很漂亮的一个什么一个塔，
if you are just a beautiful tower,
其他的都是烂房子，
and all around is crummy houses,
这个城市也是怎么样？我看没有人去参观了。
What kind of city is this? I'm sure no one would want to visit this city.
来，我们再看回来诗篇一百二十二篇第四节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 122 verse 4.
因为耶路撒冷是被建造。联络整齐。
Jerusalem is built closely compacted together.
所以有吸引力。
So there is an attraction to the city.
在和谐里面有吸引力。
There, harmony. In harmony, there is attraction.
第四节说，众支派就是那个神的支派上那里去，按以色列的常例称赞真神的名。
That is where the tribes go up, the tribe of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel.
你看，大家都喜欢去。
If you see here, everyone wants to go to this place.
并且按着常例去。
And they all go according to statute.
有秩序的去。有秩序啊 ，in order.
And they all go in a particular order.
然后呢，他们在赞美神。
And they are praising God.
所以每个人去那边都是赞美的。
So everyone who goes there praises God.
你一个人赞美，两个人赞美，当然是变成一个赞美的地方。
So if one or two people or more start praising God, this is a place of praising God.
那赞美的声音，接下来我们看第五节。
So in the praises of the Lord, let's keep reading verse 5.
在那里有什么设立审判的宝座？所以那个已经进城去了，就走走，看到有审判的宝座了，是大卫家的宝座。
So you have already entered this city of Jerusalem and you're walking around and you see this judgment seat.
在这里有爱，并且也有公义啊。
So in this place we see that there is love, but there is also justice.
先联络整齐之后，你再看到这个审判的这个宝座。
And so after you have entered according to statute, we see that the houses are very compacted and there is a judgment stand.
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
所以是个祈愿了，说愿呢，大家呢，你们呢，要为耶路撒冷求平安。
So pray for the priests of Jerusalem.
大家心都是把好的，把祝福带到这个耶路撒冷。
And in everyone's heart, they bring blessings to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
May those who love you be secure.
第七节。
Verse 7.
愿你承重平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadel.
这是互相祝福。
Everyone blesses each other.
在这里，大家互相得到平安。
And here, everyone receives peace with each other.
看第八节。
Verse 8.
因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你们在你中间。
For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say peace be within you.
在圣经里面，平安是最好的祝福了。
In the Bible, peace is the greatest blessing.
Yeah, 所以你看，从头到尾都是他们遇到平安。
So from the beginning to the end, we see that they encounter peace.
平安其实跟救赎是连在一起的。
Peace and salvation are linked together.
那平安也是一种祝福，愿神祝福你。
And peace is like a blessing, and may God bless you.
所以如果我们看那个路德记啊，路德记里面他们都是在那个田园诗歌里面啊，他们都是在那个小乡村里面充满了神的恩典的，他们都是遇到都是什么平安。
And if we read the book of Ruth, in the small town in the fields, all the laborers greeted each other by saying peace.
嗯，他们用这样来互相来问候。
And this is how they greet each other.
互相祝福。
And they bless each other with peace.
所以主耶稣差他的门徒出去，他也跟他们说：“你们到哪一家、哪一城，一进门、一进城就说平安。”
And so, when Jesus sent his disciples out to preach, he instructed them: When you enter a house or a city, the first thing you say is peace. Be with you.
我们看这个平安其实比 peace 更深入啊，小入就是有种种拯救。好，我们看第九节，因神因主我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity.
他们为什么能够连在一起？
Why were they able to be connected and compacted together, and that they can bless each other?
因为神殿的缘故。
And this is because of the house of the Lord.
有了神殿。
If there is a house of God,
才有神的同在。
Then God will be with you.
他们才能够相结合在一起。
And so this is how they can be living together in harmony.
所以在这是从这里开始，我们看这是在代祷当中互相祝福了。
And so we can see that they are blessing each other within their prayers for each other.
这是脚站在门内最终极的目标。
And this is the goal of why you stand both feet within the gates.
他们脚进入的这个圣城，然后看到了各样的事物。
Their feet have entered this city, the holy city, and they have seen many things.
看到联络整齐的前那个这个城，并且看到了审判的宝座。
They see this closely compacted city, and they see the judgment stand.
他们远远的好像看到了神的殿。
And in the distance, they seem to see the house of God.
他们在那边互相祝福。
And there they bless each other.
在大大当中祝福。
In the citadel, they bless each other.